Part C. In this part of the test, you'll hear two different extracts. In each extract, you'll hear health professionals talking about aspects of their work. For questions 31 to 42, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. Complete your answers as you listen. Now look at extract 1.
Extract 1, questions 31 to 36.
Good afternoon. My name is Jeffrey Jacobs, and I'm an infectious disease physician and a Zika virus specialist in the US. I'm going to talk to you today about the Zika virus and why we should be vigilant about controlling its spread. Now, you have probably heard of the Zika virus at some stage. It made the headlines back in 2016 when a public health emergency was declared due to its spread across Central and South America. It is also currently in the headlines in India due to a spate of new cases which have emerged in some of the major provinces there. These are all recent cases, but the truth is, however, that the Zika virus is not new to scientists, or for that matter, human populations. It has actually been known to us since 1947, when it was discovered in Uganda, and it is actually named after the forest in which it was found, namely the Zika forest. It belongs to the family of viruses named the flavivirus, which also include other tropical diseases such as dengue, yellow fever, and the West Nile virus. And similarly to those viruses, it is spread via the Aedes aegypti mosquito via mosquito bite. Although the virus has been known to scientists for over half a century, it was originally believed to be quite harmless. It had been circulating around parts of Africa and East Asia for decades, but it didn't appear to be causing any particular harm. Those infected would only display mild flu-like symptoms, such as headaches, mild fevers, and possibly a rash. In fact, 80% of those infected showed no symptoms at all. As a result of this, a stable relationship was believed to exist between human, mosquito, and virus, with those affected being infected at an early age, suffering only mild symptoms, and then developing an immunity into adulthood before they would reach pregnancy age. Thus, public health officials had no reason to be particularly concerned about the virus. This started to change more recently, however, when the virus began to spread beyond its traditional regions into the Yap Islands in 2007. The Yap Islands are in the southwestern Pacific, so a good distance from where the virus had traditionally resided. When it spread to the Yap, 3/4 of the population became infected, which was quite alarming. However, just as before, the symptoms were mild and there were no deaths or hospitalizations. Public health attitudes changed further, however, in 2015, when Brazil reported nearly 4,000 newborn babies being born with microcephaly, a condition in which babies are born with abnormally small heads. This was a dramatic rise from the, on average, 150 cases which had been reported in the previous 5 years. So, what had changed in Brazil to lead to such a steep increase? Yes, you may have guessed it, the arrival of the Zika virus. The Zika virus was first detected in Brazil in May 2015. Nevertheless, it didn't receive much public attention until a temporal link was made between Zika and microcephaly. On the face of it, there was no medical reason to suspect the Zika virus was related to the condition, yet a small case study following the observation of this link, in which tests were conducted on pregnant women who were affected with microcephaly, showed the presence of RNA from the said virus. Now, studies are currently being conducted and new information is arising daily, but the current scientific consensus is that there is a direct link between Zika and microcephaly, and, in fact, a host of developmental conditions which can affect developing fetuses and newborn infants. Consequently, there are many public health initiatives aimed at controlling the further spread of the virus. Currently, there is no vaccine to combat this disease, and current estimates show that such a vaccine will take around a decade to produce. As a result, the focus is on avoidance and vigilance, which involves pregnant women or women who suspect they may be pregnant avoiding travel to any of the 26 affected countries, principally countries in Central and South America. For pregnant women already living in affected areas, they're advised to wear long-sleeve clothing and long pants to avoid being bitten, as well as to use mosquito repellent and to not leave standing water in their vicinity, which is where the mosquitoes breed. Other scientists are focused on trying to stop the spread of the virus to other parts of the world, and although it is currently regarded as unlikely that the virus will spread beyond the tropical and subtropical areas it currently inhabits, viruses are particularly good at mutating, and humans are particularly fond of travelling, both factors which could lead to the virus's further spread. In fact, it is believed that the virus possibly reached Brazil as a result of people travelling from all over the world in order to watch the 2014 World Cup.